With SRN News, I'm John Scott. U.S. negotiators working with Russian representatives on a proposed partial ceasefire in Ukraine. That meeting comes a day after holding separate talks with the Ukrainian team. BBC correspondent Frank Gardner reports.
Russia has so far declined to sign up to the 30-day ceasefire agreed here in Saudi Arabia earlier this month between the U.S. and Ukraine. Now, this latest round of talks has a more limited set of aims: how to safeguard both countries' energy facilities and critical infrastructure, and perhaps come up with a deal over Black Sea shipping. Steve Witkoff, President Trump's envoy to the peace talks, said, "I think you're going to see some real progress in Saudi Arabia." But a Kremlin spokesman said, "We're only at the beginning of this path."
Also at SRNnews.com, opening statements are scheduled in the bribery trial of 58-year-old Nadine Menendez, wife of former U.S. Senator Bob Menendez.
Her trial was scheduled for last year, but was delayed due to a breast cancer diagnosis and surgery. The 71-year-old New Jersey Democrat was convicted of accepting hundreds of thousands of dollars in bribes from three New Jersey businessmen in return for favors. He was sentenced in late January to 11 years in prison. A judge delayed the start of his prison term until June 6th so that he could attend his wife's trial. Nadine Menendez is charged with participating in the bribery scheme, but has pleaded not guilty. Bob Menendez has complained his wife has been treated unfairly by Manhattan prosecutors. I'm Marcela Sanchez.
For March Madness this year, there will be no Cinderella teams. The Sweet 16 will be made up entirely of teams from power conferences, a first since the bracket expanded to 64 teams in 1985. On Wall Street, the Dow had 582 points, the Nasdaq adding 385. This is SRN News. When should a person get married?
That's the question the Pew Research Center has been asking Americans, and the answer is somewhere in your middle 20s. Most poll respondents also think if you plan to have kids, you should start before you hit 30. The irony of these answers is the vast majority of Americans who do get married and have kids are doing it later and later, while increasing numbers are not doing either. Experts blame the economy and certain cultural influences. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Texas State Senate advancing bills that would require public school classrooms to display the Ten Commandments and allow districts to provide students with time to pray during school hours. The votes are the latest sign of confidence by conservative lawmakers that courts will codify their opposition to church-state separation into federal law and spark a revitalization of faith in America. This is SRN News. Police holding suspects in connection with a deadly weekend shooting in New Mexico.
Authorities say a 20-year-old man and three teens have been arrested on suspicion of murder following a shooting that left three people dead and 15 injured. The shooting occurred at Young Park in Las Cruces, New Mexico, Friday night. Police say an altercation broke out after an unauthorized car show had drawn about 200 people to the park. The gunshot victims ranged in age from 16 to 36. Investigators say the suspects could face additional charges. I'm Mike Hempen.
Firefighters in North and South Carolina battling multiple wind-driven wildfires. The fires burning in rugged terrain, and that's complicating efforts to contain them. Mandatory evacuation announced over the weekend in parts of North Carolina's Polk County, and they are still in place. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.